May 26, 1959, in Milwaukee on the mound, Harvey Haddix of the Pirates was mowing them down. There's 27 up and 27 gone, 9 innings in the book, and not a man had gotten on. Now in history, only 17 have thrown a perfect game. A most exclusive club and a most exalted fame. For 9 innings on that fateful day, Pirates hadn't scored. Perfect game and still old Harvey had to pitch some more. David Wells, David Cone, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, John Browning, Jim Bunning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson, in series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? 10th inning down, 11th inning down, they moved on to the 12th. 3 straight outs and fans, they were pinching themselves. Best game ever pitched and still a scoreless tie. For Harvey had to carry on and give it one more try. 13's never lucky, so you can guess the rest. Harvey gave up a hit, then he lost the whole contest. I wonder how he slept that night, knowing how close he came to a most exclusive club that should include his name. David Wells, David Cone, Randy Johnson, Andy Joss, Kenny Rogers, Mike Witt, Dennis Martinez, Don Larson, in series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Search for perfection is a funny thing, at least as I've been told. It drives you nuts, it makes you curse, and it eats away your soul. Sometimes better isn't better, sometimes justice just ain't served. Sometimes legend isn't laid where it's most deserved. But humanity is flawed, as the losers will attest. We're drawn to tragic stories, they're the ones that suit us best. But for 9 innings on that fateful day, old Harvey was a god. A perfect game if nothing else, because perfection's always flawed. David Wells, David Cone, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson, in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Why don't we add old Harvey to that list?